You're listening to the home of cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk right here on LA Talk Radio. Just found the very best in original talk radio broadcasting on the internet. It's LA Talk Radio. We say what we want. You're listening to On the Couch. On the Couch with Dr. Michelle on LA Talk Radio.
This is Dr. Michelle Cohen, and you are officially on my couch. Welcome, everybody, as you always are at this time on Fridays, 11 in the morning Pacific Standard Time, and wherever you are out there in the world, we are the nation's number one most listened to internet talk radio station. And why? Well, because we have the best information and the most stimulating and interesting talk shows. And today, as usual, is no exception. We're going to be talking about that in just a minute. Let me just let you know, first of all, if you'd like to call in or if you have a question about anything, we're talking mainly about relationships today. We're talking about love and yoga. Huh? What? Do those two go together? Yes, they do. And we'll tell you how. And let me tell you how to call in here. 323-203-0815. That's the live line, 323-203-0815. Or if you're shy, you don't want to get your voice on the air, you can email me directly. Doc Michelle, D-O-C Michelle with two L's at AOL.com. And I'd love to hear from you if you have any questions for my guest. What are you going to ask about? Well, healthy relationships, how to find that perfect person, how to get it together, how to, all that good stuff. So let me ask you some questions, guys, out there. How many times have you or someone you know said something like, I really want to find a special person to have a relationship with, but I keep finding the wrong persons, right? Or, yeah, everybody hear that? Or have you heard them say things like, why do I keep attracting the same kind of person who's going to hurt me? Every time, I'm a magnet to those bad guys. I'm a magnet to those drama queens. The ones that are toxic. And, you know, I hear so often, I'll never find a special person. All the good ones are taken. You know, so many of my patients, I'm 40 years old and they're all taken. Wrong. Well, my special guest today is going to be helping you with the answers to these and many more questions when it comes to love. Okay? And his name is Vish Iyer. Vish, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Michelle. Thanks,
so nice to have you here.
So nice to be here.
You know, we've been communicating for quite a long time because
yes.
Your book is awesome, and I wanted to read the whole book. So when I got to it and finished it, I said, wow, I've got to have you on the show. So you are a relationship and love expert, man. You lay it out. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you. Thank you, Michelle.
It's good stuff. Now, let me read some of the PR stuff. This always helps me to introduce my guests to the audience. And it's true, I think, because I read a lot of relationship books, a lot of those self-help relationship books. And so much of it is external action. We're going to be talking about that. But you are into the internal and working on that. So it really, for the first time in the Western world, you're going to learn how to find true love. It's not based on superficial attraction or the dating tricks. You go on, right, Vish? All those
constantly.
Those dating tricks
manipulative,
online.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got this and I can do this.
Right, yes, right. Cool pickup lines.
Cool pickup lines, yeah.
Right. But this is based on love, wisdom, and time-honored yoga tradition, which really began in India. And we'll be talking about that as well. And this can, you know, yoga can not only fix your physical kinks, but it's really, this is about the mind, guys. I mean, the big, everybody, you know, yoga, I got to take a yoga class. It's about the mind and the body connection.
Yes.
The motor, the energy, the moving.
Yes.
You know?
Absolutely.
So anyway, we're gonna find out all these cool things about how you can become a magnet for love that lasts. So this is it right here. You know what? I've been yakking too much. Let's just get to it, and then I want to find out more about you and how you started. Let's just jump into, why do so many people go through relationships that don't last, Vish? What? What's going on with these people?
That is the billion-dollar question, isn't it?
Yeah.
Fundamentally, people think, America is at a 60% divorce rate.
Yes.
And there's constant failure in relationships.
Yeah,
And a lot of people are very well-meaning.
Yeah.
And still it doesn't work out. And constantly you're going around wondering, and you feel, oh my God, I'm hopeless. I'm well-meaning and I still get cheated on. Mm. Let us diagnose this problem from a yoga perspective.
Okay.
From a yoga perspective, all yoga says is it doesn't matter what your intention is.
Yes.
It doesn't matter how well-meaning you are. Fundamentally, before I set that up, you heard people say, hey, when I met this person, when I met this guy, the chemistry was awesome.
Yes.
And 6 months later, the chemistry was crazy. Who is this guy? And it just disappears. Where did that chemistry go?
Right.
And we hear this chemistry constantly. What yoga is saying, let's step back one more layer. Behind chemistry is energy.
Mm.
And fundamentally, it is the quality of this energy which attracts to you the quality of relationship and how long you keep this relationship.
Yes.
And that's it.
Yes. So
fundamentally, it's about changing the quality of this energy.
Yes.
And this energy in Sanskrit is called prana.
Yes.
Or dynamic life force.
Mm-hmm.
It is the energy or the blueprint of the law of magnetism or the law of attraction.
Yes, yes.
And all yoga is saying is, doesn't matter, forget about well-meaning, forget the mind. Work on the quality of this energy.
Yes.
And it gives you specific techniques to work on the quality of this energy to make you a powerful magnet. Then you set that intention, then you attract the boost.
Great stuff. And you're working on the energy within.
Yes.
And this is not, let's just not say, folks, let me make this perfectly clear. When we're talking about energy, but I, for me, you know, because I'm totally into the law of attraction, I think of source, of course, because that's who we are and we connect with energy and that's it. But it is getting in connection with that within you, that energy. And for me, it's cleaning it up. Clean it up.
Absolutely.
Clean it up so then out there, you're going to be attracting to you that like-thinking energy, that like-feeling.
Yes. Bzz. Yeah, and we are very familiar with the law of attraction, the movie The Secret.
Oh, yes.
And my book starts where the movie The Secret ends.
Great. That's excellent.
The Secret doesn't explain the mechanism by which you can constantly activate the law of attraction.
Right.
It just talks about the truth of it.
Exactly.
Which is awesome.
Right.
But yoga gives the mechanism by which you can activate through scientific methods of practice every day.
Yep.
By which you can activate the law of attraction.
And that was a good film. That really was. And I think a lot of people, but you're right. So this is terrific because your book picks up. How do we do this now? Okay, this is what we can do. How do we do this? How do we find that within to elevate our vibration, as we may say, and, you know, become that. Why did you become a Vedic yoga teacher? I mean, what was it about? You're lucky because you're young and you started pretty young to be attracted to this teaching.
Yes.
How did you get into that?
Yeah, interesting. Because I'm from I'm from the longest yoga lineage in India.
Wow.
Yes.
That's neat.
Yes. My true last name is Vashishta.
Mm-hmm.
And the sage Vashishta was the author of the first yoga book.
Wow. Are you an incarnation of him?
No, I don't think so.
Have you had past life regression?
No. They send the good ones, and then in the same families, they send bad ones to balance.
Right, they do.
I'm the balancer.
No, you're not. That's right. Uh-oh. Well, somebody got to you, that's for sure. You got it together.
And until my grandfather, that is what we did for a living.
Really?
We owned Vedic yoga schools for a living.
Oh, how lucky for you.
And I always say it's very similar to, not very different from what Tony Robbins does mm-hmm. or Deepak Chopra does.
Yes, yes.
Where they have seminars and they teach people lifestyle, how to live, how to think.
Yes.
And that's what my ancestors did.
That's
people
amazing.
Come and live with us. Some of the greatest scholars I've trained under in my school system.
Wow.
And because my dad is the first person who moved away from our family mm-hmm. tradition
yeah.
of teaching Vedic yoga and taught mm-hmm. engineering. He became a professor of engineering. But he got the training,
sure.
the cultural training, and so did I.
Yes.
And
yes.
But I never took the training very seriously until I came to America to study, where I had lots of challenges because I didn't have enough cash. And you start praying really hard, and you really, and you saw the, you probably read in the book how I cranked up the program. But why I became an author and a teacher is because I went into a real estate business,
mm-hmm.
and I, in 18 months, I built a $55 million enterprise.
And that's, you attribute that to sort of your background in manifestation?
Yes, absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely. But at the same time, I lost the plot. I sort of crossed the line of greed, the law of greed. Yeah, the law of attraction is great, but
yes.
I also crossed the law of
And we can
greed.
Do that. We
yes,
can
we do
that.
That when we don't understand how to, what to
right.
attract, and
exactly.
when you get really powerful,
right.
and you understand how to manifest things, which I can.
Yes.
But if you don't understand the fundamental truth and what's the limit, when to stop.
Right.
And if you don't have the wisdom, you can really fall.
Exactly. And also, when you're sort of in a not so positive place, you know, in your, and I hate to keep saying this, I don't want to sound like, you know, a vibration, but that's all it is, in your energy. When you're not in a good place and you are extremely wealthy and you've never been extremely wealthy, I call it the Elvis syndrome.
Yes. Yes.
And you attract all these people who just hang on, and
yes.
you know they're not truly
right.
in vibration with you.
Right.
And people sort of, it's the way of the world, and I don't mean to be negative, and I don't mean to put it out there, but we get used when we're wealthy.
Absolutely.
And then when you don't have the wealth, people go away
right.
magically, except the ones who truly love that which you
yes,
are.
Yes. In my yes. case, I take full responsibility because
yes.
I built the business and
yes.
I lost it. And I was responsible for, like, the financial ruin of some of my closest friends.
Yeah.
And I take responsibility for it. It's
yeah.
just nobody did anything to me.
Right.
Just the market didn't work out or whatever.
Yes.
Anyway, but that hurt so much.
Sure.
And when I lost some of my closest friends, I said, oh, my God, this is really hurtful.
Yes.
And that is when I sort of had a divine, what you might call it, intervention.
Tell me.
Where I said... because there was an article prior, a few years before my real estate, where there's the headline of the article read, "Meditation paved the way for their marriage."
Yes.
And several people emailed me and asked me, hey, how can we learn this thing? I said, I don't know. I'm not a love guru. I really cannot.
Right.
But once this happened, I said, oh, my God, this is what is going on in America.
Yes.
If losing friends
yes.
can hurt so much,
yes.
how hurtful must it be to lose a spouse, lose a partner?
Yes.
And here it's normal.
Yes.
10 years down the road, you can get a Facebook message or a
yeah,
lawyer
exactly.
might call you and say,
oh,
it's
my
not,
God, that's
yeah.
right.
And
right.
for the first time, I connected with relationship pain.
Yes.
And,
interesting.
And
yeah.
I said, and I was really aiming to become an actor in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
I would be the first Indian lead guy in Hollywood. That was
yeah.
really my focus.
There you go.
Then my wife said, you have this power of transformation. Share your wisdom with others.
Lovely.
So I put my career on hold. Mm-hmm. I spent 3.5 years writing this book.
Good for you. That is one. And you think that's like the smartest thing you've done is just to really
yes,
focus on the book.
Absolutely. Because
yes.
my wife said it. She's one of the wisest women I know in the world. And yeah.
And you talk about her so much, and she's amazing, and I love, you know, the way that you talk about how you met her. And,
yes.
you know, I want you to share that as well and sort of what happened. But you talk about 5 myths
yes.
that many of us believe
right.
when it comes to how we should date mm-hmm. and find love
yes.
in today's society. We should, you know, with, again, all the internet dating
yes.
and all the
yes.
social media and people come to me and say, well, how can I attract this person? Or shall I, you know, text them back? Or shall I play hard to get? It's all about, it's almost like playing a chess
yes,
game.
Yes, exactly. It's manipulative.
It really bothers me.
Yes, absolutely. And because we have not been taught how to approach this.
Yes.
It's like, and if you really don't put a lot of stress on yourself and look at it from a very scientific approach.
Yes.
And if it's like going and getting trained by a bad trainer.
Yes.
And you probably could be working out for years and
right.
you're not losing weight and you're not building muscle. And a good trainer would just look at you and say, hey, your form is wrong and your diet is wrong and your schedule is... The same way, bad, very, not high integrity relationship experts teach the wrong thing because
yep.
they themselves don't know.
Right. Right.
They think it's an ego game.
Right.
Which can, where you outsmart the other person.
Yep.
And it's like a hunting animal game.
Yeah, right.
It's at the level of the animal consciousness.
Well, that's kind of, I mean, I hate to say that, but that's how we survived
yes,
in the olden days,
yes,
you know, to
yes.
attract and
yes,
then mate and procreate yes. the species.
Yes.
Eesh.
And, you know, but the problem with that type of love is the first problem comes, what does the animal do?
Yeah.
Fight or flight.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's exactly...
yeah, yeah.
That's exactly that's what's right. happening. Hey, he disappeared. Right. Yes, because you used the wrong kind. Come back to the 5 minutes you talked about. Probably we don't have time to get into detail of in all five.
Yeah.
I'll just throw out a few. Fundamentally, one of the myths is the more I date...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The better it is, and then I'll find the perfect one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Things couldn't be more much further than this from the truth.
Yes, yes.
The only place where experimentation doesn't work is love.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, isn't that funny? The more I date, the better chance.
Yes.
And there are a couple of more here that I want to talk about, and I want people to hang on to this. And don't go anywhere, guys. If you'd like to call in live, it's 323-203-0815. We have a caller on the air.
Oh, yeah.
Shall we take that?
Absolutely.
Shall we tackle it, Vish?
Absolutely.
All righty. Hi, you're on the air with Dr. Michelle and my special guest, Vish Iyer, the author of Love and Yoga. Who's this?
Hey, Doc.
Hi.
This is Theo.
Theo, how are you today?
I'm doing well. This
Good.
Is a really great show. And, I really, really appreciate all the information that I'm getting from your guest.
Good, good. Did you have a question that you would like to ask, Vish?
Yeah. I actually was going to ask if you... I'm in a relationship, and every time that I... go out or do something, when I come home later in the night, my girlfriend always accuses me of like doing something, always like, and I don't do anything. I'll go out with my friends and I'll have a good time, but like I want to find a way to maybe instill a little bit more trust in her. But what would you suggest?
Good question.
Great question, Theo. Hi Theo, thanks for calling in, number one.
Oh, absolutely. I love the show.
Theo, the problem is it could be simple if you have a plan. Most of the time, it's a communication error.
Mm.
And communication problem comes because you have not set your common goal in life.
Mm-hmm.
Once you understand,
right.
For example, if you say, hey, let's say your cholesterol level is really high. And the doctor says, hey, you need to work out for the next 6 months. And that's a plan. And let's say your spouse buys into that because it's important to you for your health. And you spend a lot of time in the gym. She's not going to complain because she understands there is a goal. Or you need to go to school to make more money. And you're not there in the evenings for a couple of years. She understands because there is a goal. But nobody puts a plan for a relationship. They just
right.
take it as it comes. Every day, there's a fight. So put a plan together. Hey, maybe in a month, I go out with my friends once a month. And that's guy's time.
Yes.
And you do the same thing. And then you just stick. So women always looking for commitment from the man. Meaning, is he walking the talk?
Right.
If he says right. something, is he following up? And do that to the best of your ability and gain her respect, and then you will gain her trust. And then she will never bother you.
Wow. Wow. You're amazing. My mind is blown.
Make a plan and lay it out and
yes.
agree. And they both sort of have to agree on this.
Agree on, yeah.
And what Vish, what if this person, even if the plan is made, and what if... Theo's girlfriend keeps saying, yeah, but it's not enough. What would you...
Then ask her, what would make you happy? Mm-hmm. Is it once in 2 months? Mm-hmm. Love takes priority over anything, over friends, over mm-hmm. career. If you love this woman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I am willing to give up everything in my career mm-hmm. if my wife is not happy. Mm. First, make her happy and gain her trust, and then she will let you go twice a week outside.
Wow.
Good advice, Vish. Did that help you out, Theo, a little bit?
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. I'm definitely going to apply that. Definitely going to sit down and think about what you said. And really, yeah, right. Thank you so much. That was amazing. How much do I owe you?
How much do I owe you? We'll talk. We'll put you on hold. The producer will talk to you and we'll... No. Theo, thanks so much for calling in on the show. Have a blessed day and good luck.
Thanks, Doc. Okay. I love your show. I
thanks.
See you every week. You guys have a good one. Thank
thanks
you.
For calling
you
in. Bye-bye now. There, that was a good question. Uh-huh. I like that. That was really good. By the way, in case you just tuned in here, you're on the couch with Dr. Michelle. And I have a wonderful, wonderful guest today, as always, Vish Iyer. He's the author of the book Yoga and Love. It's out. It's on Amazon. Where can folks get your book?
They can get it on Amazon. Just type in search for Yoga, YOGAAND, Love, space. Mm-hmm. And also you can go to my website, www.yogaandlove.com. Mm-hmm. And there's a tab in which says National Book Launch. You can buy the book there. And by the way, the book hit bestseller 3 weeks ago on
Woo-hoo!
Amazon. Yeah.
Good for you, man. And I invite you to call in again if you'd like to, guys, or email me if you are shy and don't want to get your voice on the air. You can call in live 323-203-0815 if you have a relationship question for Vish. Or, of course, Doc, D-O-C, Michelle with two L's at AOL.com. We were talking about some myths that many of us believe when it comes to how we should date and find love in today's complicated society. And we just sort of smashed the myth. The more I date, the better chance I have of finding the one. And another one of your myths is, if there's no physical attraction, then true love is not possible. Now, what's up with that, Vish? Can't we, I mean, if we're just not attracted to someone, how can we sort of make this work?
Yes. Mm. Fundamentally, we just need to understand it's highly impractical. Yoga doesn't say that physical attraction is not... It should not be a consideration at all.
Right.
That would be completely unrealistic.
Right, of course.
I coach a lot of people, actually thousands and thousands of people all over the world.
Yes.
And I believe physical attraction is important.
Yes, absolutely.
But it is not the priority which is being given in the West.
Yes.
That is the problem.
That's right.
And for that, Michelle, maybe you remember the first chapter where I talk about the three principles or the three tenets of yoga. And first, we need to understand that we are made... in three layers.
Yes.
Or what we call in yoga as three layers of consciousness.
Hmm.
And
are
we are like an iceberg.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at an iceberg, only one-eighth of an iceberg is above water.
Mm-hmm.
Seven-eighths is below water.
Yes.
And Titanic underestimated
they did.
And that's what happened
that's
to
right.
Titanic.
Yeah.
The same way, if you want to give a distribution, only 10% of who we are is the physical body.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And 30% of who we are our mental, body, and emotion.
Mm-hmm.
And 60% is our spirit. And the spirit is the highest, your highest self, which is where your compassion comes from, which is where love, true love mm-hmm. comes from, mm-hmm. Which is where peace comes from, which is your true state. And that is 60%. And what yoga is saying is connect with that every day, just like you would shower.
Yes.
Every day.
Yes.
You need to shower. Just because you can't say, oh, I showered yesterday, I don't feel like showering today.
That's right.
The same way, you need to connect with your higher self every day.
Mm-hmm.
Once you keep doing that, automatically, you will have a balanced outlook on how important physicality is. Yeah, do work out. I mean, yoga is a very, very powerful hatha yoga, which in the West people call yoga.
Yeah,
it's actually called hatha yoga.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the smallest aspect of yoga.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the physical. And
yes,
it is. And that produces tremendous results.
Yes, it does.
And you can get super fit.
Yes,
you can. And then make yourself as attractive as possible, but make yourself mentally fragrant.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So that people love to be around you.
I love that. Mentally fragrant. Yes, that's really mentally fragrant. That's that's really true because it is such a mind thing incorporated into it.
Yes.
So let's get started with, you know, trying to get connect with that spirit. How do we do that?
Yes. Yoga's what's most amazing about yoga is it talks a lot about these concepts, but it just doesn't leave it at the conceptual level.
Mm-hmm.
It gives you specific tools.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You heard people say, "Hey, I chose this person because I didn't know who I was." And great philosophers throughout history have said, "Know who you are, and then you can never make you will be happy."
Right.
But nobody quantifies what the heck does that mean.
Right.
What the heck does it mean?
What does that mean?
Know myself.
What the heck?
Right. What is know myself?
Yes.
And if I gave you a dumbbell and made you do 10 repetitions,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
then you say hello bicep,
mm-hmm.
because you worked the muscle.
Right. That's right.
And then you became aware of the muscle. The same way, yoga masters designed a specific technique
mm-hmm.
to become aware of each level of your consciousness or each layer.
Yes.
To connect with the higher self, they discovered meditation techniques,
mm-hmm.
stillness meditation.
Mm-hmm.
And in peace, and even Christ talks a lot about this in the
yes.
Bible. He says, "Be still and know that I am God."
That's right.
And that stillness is meditation.
Yes.
And there are specific methods. Just like there's, if you want to do a curl in a mm-hmm. gym, there's a specific method, mm-hmm. a special form.
Exactly.
The
mm-hmm.
same way meditation, you need to sit down, have your spine straight so that you can connect with your higher self. Number two, if you want to be aware of your emotions and regulate your emotion, for example, I lost my job or I yelled at her
yeah.
because you were not under emotional control.
Right.
And how do you get the emotion under control?
Yeah.
And the yoga masters discovered pranayama.
Mm-hmm.
Pranayama means a breath regulation or
mm-hmm.
life force regulation.
Mm-hmm.
Once, like for example, Navy SEALs,
yes.
the heart beats only 30 times per minute.
Yes, these highly trained.
And they are extremely calm in extremely
yes.
stressful situations.
Yes.
And if you watch, they nowadays they're probably learning pranayama and breathing techniques.
Right.
They do a lot of breathing techniques.
That's right.
And you know, through breathing techniques, we can change our emotional state.
Yes, even we change our autonomic nervous system,
yes.
but it also affects our thought and
yes.
emotions as well.
Right, and specifically we can get, if you want to get more scientific, we
yeah.
can specifically get control over a parasympathetic.
Yes.
And it's the stimulation of the vagus nerve.
That's right.
And the vagal afferents going into the brain will reduce the sympathetic control of your consciousness, and you can gain more control over your emotions.
Right, exactly.
And this is building awareness at three levels.
Mm-hmm.
Building awareness of higher self through meditation,
mm-hmm.
building awareness of your mental and your emotional self through
mm-hmm.
pranayama, and building awareness of the physical body through hatha yoga, stretching exercises.
Mm-hmm.
These are the three, and this is knowing yourself.
Yes. And so when we meditate, we can sort of more know ourselves. And I think a lot of people here in the West, you know, the Western world
right.
and everything, it's like, oh, God, okay, here's what I hear. And I this is all the time.
Please.
I have to sit down and I have to sit for like, what, 15 minutes, a couple of times a day
right.
and go, or have my mantra in my
right.
head. Oh, well, how can I do that? Because I have a stream of consciousness because I'm thinking about, who am I going to see tonight? What am I going to wear tomorrow? I have to email all these people. I have all of these thoughts going on in my
yes.
mind and I can't still. I hate to hear that. I can't
yes.
still my mind. And
right.
This is so unreal to
yes,
oh,
yes.
It's, so make this really let the listeners know that this is not that difficult.
Yeah.
Really.
Number one, first, be easy on yourself. Okay. And what does it mean? Because an average human being has 40 to 70,000 subconscious thoughts per day.
Subconscious. That's below the iceberg, guys.
Yes, per day.
Right.
And it's only natural. Just because I've been meditating so many years doesn't mean I don't have restless thoughts.
Of
know
course.
That it takes time.
Yes.
And it's just like expecting to have a six-pack after a month of hard work.
Right.
It's not going to come. It's going to take time. And sometimes some of the exercises might feel really odd.
Yes.
And that's why I always like
okay.
to give the metaphor of a workout because
right.
this is a mental workout.
Right,
this is
right.
a spiritual workout.
Yes.
And what we are doing is we are altering our emotional state and we are altering our energy state.
Mm-hmm.
And once you alter the energy state in a positive direction, you build magnetism.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
Through breathing. And I can just prove that within 3 to 5 minutes
mm-hmm.
through certain pranayama and can just change your energy state.
That's cool. Can we do the breathing thing right now just to help folks who are listening?
Yes, sure.
Let's do it.
I just don't want to get too calm. Then.
I know. I have some caffeine. No, we can do a shortened version.
Yes, we
version.
Can do a shortened version.
How's
yes.
that? Yeah, I know. I'll be lightheaded. We'll both be laughing and saying, okay, guys, just call in and finish the rest of the show for us.
All right. Let's
maybe
do that.
We can just explain it. How's that?
Yes, absolutely. Mm. Maybe I can just do a simple breathing for a minute or a few seconds. And then
let's
that
do
can,
it.
Okay. Wherever you're sitting, try and get the spine straight.
Mm-hmm.
If you're sitting in a chair, that's great. Just try and keep the spine erect and chin parallel to the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Close your eyes. And take both your hands and place them either on your knees or at the junction between the thighs and the abdomen. Inhale through both nostrils. Do a count of five. Hold to a count of five. And exhale through the mouth with this sound.
So it's one breath and then a longer breath.
Yes.
Mm.
And do that. Let's do that probably 3-4 times.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're inhaling, make sure the mouth is closed.
Mm-hmm.
And do whatever count is comfortable. 3-4.
Mm-hmm.
Let's inhale. Hold with the mouth closed. Exhale with the sound. Inhale. Hold, exhale. Do one more time. Inhale deeply. Hold, exhale. All right. How do you feel?
I feel relaxed.
Yes.
I feel a little lightheaded.
Yes.
It's great.
Yes.
It's wonderful.
And what you've done is, and the reason we do ha-ha is mm-hmm. because we have a lot of carbon in the lower lobes of our lungs.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And the aha sound will release even the carbon dioxide, mm-hmm. which is in the lower lobes of our lungs.
Oh, that's great.
And that is why you're feeling so oxygenated.
Yes.
And oxygen has got the highest concentration of prana, which mm-hmm. will build your magnetism. Mm.
That's great.
Yes.
I love that. Well, let's talk more about some of the goodies that you have, because time is going so fast.
I
invite you guys to call in if you would like, 323-203-0815. If you have a question at all for my guest, Vish Iyer, his latest book is called Yoga and Love. It's on Amazon, and of course, loveandyoga.com is your website. Is
yoga
it?
And love.
Yogaandlove.com. Why did I say that? And by the way, when we're saying yoga and love, we're not talking about what you're learning in yoga class most of the time here in the West. We're talking about more of a mental state. Of course, the physical yoga is part of it.
This is yoga to solve a practical problem of life.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
the most important decision you will ever make in life is finding that person.
Yes. That's exactly right, and it's really wonderful, and it's sort of getting yourself together, getting in touch with yourself, knowing who you are before sort of you're ready in a way, right?
Absolutely.
Because you're going to keep attracting the same negative situations.
It's like an Olympic athlete. You need to train first.
Well, it's true, and it is. It's really true.
Yeah.
And it's also, you know, we talk about the science part and physiological part and the spirit and all that, which is proof. But there's also a thing, you know, of course, about the neural patterns that we build that are negative, that keep growing, and it's like a reflex action, and it's habitual, and we keep going back to those negative.
Same,
You know, we wire our thoughts, learn from early on all the way up until adulthood and beyond. And, you know, there are assumptions and there are negative belief systems and there are fears, but they're hardwired in there after a while. So this book, Yoga and Love, can help you rid yourself of those thoughts and those, you know, negative habitual reactions.
And form new neurons.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. New neural pathways.
In the prefrontal cortex.
Yes.
Yes.
And that's what we need to do. So let's talk about, we talked about the outside-in approach to love. Of course, everything's out there,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you talk about the inside approach. So how do we know if we are, as you call it, a love magnet, a love magnet.
how do we know? Well, it's going to be in the proof.
Yeah.
And the proof is in manifesting that person. And the yoga masters, they don't mess around. Just like, again, coming back to my analogy of a trainer, if you go to a trainer and say, hey, I want a muscular body, and he's saying it's going to take 6 months.
Yep.
You do 4 to 5 times a week. Don't eat after 7 in the evening. Don't eat carbs at night. How does he know? Mm-hmm. Because he's done it over and over and over. It's empirical. It's scientific.
Yep.
The same way the yoga masters have said, if you work on your consciousness and connect with your higher self and practice pranayama and really train yourself, in 6 months you can manifest that ideal person.
Mm, that's great.
And that is exactly what happened to me.
Tell me how that worked for you. Yes. I want to know how you met your beautiful wife.
When my turn came, and you've read the book, I come from this lineage, and I really couldn't marry outside my lineage and all that. And but once I found this technique, I believe in experimenting with yoga techniques to prove to myself, because these have lasted thousands of years.
Yes.
And how do you define quality? You define quality by how long something lasts.
Mm. Yes, absolutely.
It's a timepiece. It's a classic. And without anybody protecting these techniques, they have lasted for thousands of years in India.
Yeah.
That means they work.
Exactly.
And if it's not working for you, you're just not doing it right.
That's right.
Yeah, and I started, and I started practicing the exact methods which I've laid out in the book.
Yep.
And 3rd month into my practice, I got an opportunity to work in a movie. And as you know, I've been wanting to be on the screen. But this time, they had already finished casting, and they said, if you want, you can come and help around, and you can be the assistant to the director, which technically means you're making coffee and massaging his feet when he was.
You're going, gee, just what I really wanted.
But anyway, I said, awesome, all right. I want to be on set just to see if I like it. And we started shooting in the 4th month of my practice. And 6th month into my practice, it was a really hot summer day in San Diego. There were 50, 60 people in this house, in this big room, in the living room, and we were shooting a very important scene. And I was just trying to place all the actors. August day in San Diego, really warm, really hot. The air was caffeinated. It was sticky. At that time, I suddenly had this incredible feeling in my heart, which I rarely get in my meditation.
What was that?
And this incredibly peaceful, still, the joy that surpasseth all understanding. That joy which the great ones talk about. I felt that at the time, and I said, whoa, this rarely comes even in my meditation. What the heck is going on here right
now?
And it's a very, very restless environment. And when I turned back, there was this, I call her the 5.5 feet of gorgeousness standing right standing right behind me. And And when she walked away, the feeling went away.
So in that state, you were sort of in tune with who she was, and her, that was her presence.
No, I was not. At that time, I didn't put two and two together. But I just, that feeling stuck with me. But that night in meditation, the download happened.
Tell me about that.
The download was, I was sitting in meditation, and as I finished my meditation, I have a conversation with the higher power. And when I was having this conversation, I said, and I heard this voice said, she's the one. She's the one you've been looking for. Then immediately my ego, my mind just, whoa, wait a minute.
Was that an audio voice?
It was a feeling.
Yes.
It was more of a feeling.
A knowing essence.
Which became words, I guess. My own, just merged into my own thoughts. But I knew it. The source was deeper. I knew instantly. It was coming from this higher consciousness. And, and I also know that in yoga we say that, we know the physiology. Now science is slowly starting to prove all the wave states. If you're in the delta or the theta state, it awakens psychic ability.
Yes.
And you talk to any successful businessman or even an inventor. He says, how do you know you knew? How did you know to invest this? He said, I just knew it. It's a gut feeling.
That's right.
A lot of people call gut feeling. And gut feeling is a very reductionist bad term in terms of yoga. Yoga calls it highly developed intuition.
Yes. Absolutely.
And that intuition, which we call gut feeling, can be consciously developed through meditation.
Mm-hmm.
And this intuition will guide you when you really need it.
Mm-hmm.
It will tell you who the person is. Mm-hmm. It will tell you which career to choose. It will tell you which investments to choose if you tune in with it.
That's exactly what I was going to say about getting in touch with the answers.
Absolutely.
Because you can find the answers to anything. And the thing is what brain, what, you know, I'm in hypnosis, we work with alpha usually in theta, but we don't go deeper. We don't go into delta or REM.
Right.
But a lot of the stuff happens in delta and REM. Mm-hmm. Can most folks get into that? And this is my self-indulgence listener, so excuse me, because I'm into, you know, I've talked a lot about brainwave states in order to get information coming in.
Yes.
But a lot of people talk about, I work with a researcher who is writing a book right now. She's a dream specialist.
Mm-hmm.
And I know this sounds crazy.
Right.
But she connects with, she has done thousands of, what do you call them? Well, let's just say questionnaires with subjects who are connecting with people who they never met, who are supposedly passed on the other side, and the faces, and they describe them and come to find out these are relatives, these are other people.
Right.
But it's usually in that sort of delta state. Are you deep when you're meditating?
Yeah. See, one thing what we need to know is, which I don't talk too much about it, but science has proven that as well, is the concept of reincarnation.
Yeah.
And just because you are starting meditation later on in life, this incarnation doesn't mean you have not done that before.
Yeah.
It is just mind control. And it's a part of you. It's who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And this is your sixth sense, and you're born with it.
Yes.
And yoga is just a conscious way to awaken it.
Yes.
That's it.
Yes.
And for a lot of people, you could just sit in meditation. Some people can just go into delta, and they may not even know. And they might be doing that in sleep.
Well, exactly.
And this happened to that lady who wrote the Twilight. What's her name?
I
forget her name.
The series. Exactly.
She got the entire story in her dream.
Right.
In a lucid dream.
Right, exactly.
And she woke up in the middle of the night and just started writing.
I've heard this so many times. Einstein's naps.
Yes.
He'd go down for 20 minutes in his whatever state, and he'd have the formulas.
Right. And so instead of knowing which state, it's just practice meditation and it'll come to you.
Mm-hmm.
Sincerely practice. Mm-hmm. Just like consciously you're building muscle to get fit.
Yes.
Consciously work on yourself and that state will come and it will work for you.
Do we ask a question that we need to find the answer to before we go into the state?
Yeah, you could. Each person has their own process. I'm used to complaining more than questioning.
Yeah. You and me both.
That is my that's my way. So
why don't
exactly why is this
or
happening
where
to
is
you
the,
so we all have our own ways. You just got to figure it out.
Yeah.
You can ask questions and try, and if you naturally restless person, try and go to a take a retreat.
Mm-hmm.
Go to Sedona. Go to a place where you don't have human interaction.
Mm-hmm.
And that time in a starry night, in a beautiful summer night, the download could happen for you.
Ah, I love that word, the download.
Yes.
I'm waiting for wait a minute. You and I have coined a new phrase. When somebody asks us a question, we can say, I'm waiting for the download.
Download, yes.
How's that? An idea for your new book, right? At the end of my shows, I always say, take good care of yourself first, and then you'll be good for others.
Yes.
That's my thing that I just sort of put out there.
Absolutely.
And you say, how can you say, connecting with the love within, that's one of the sort of seven yoga tools.
Yes.
Why is it so important to connect with the love within, and how can we do that with so many of us who beat ourselves up all the time?
Yeah. If this is one of the things which we see, we hear people talk about love a lot, right? And I ask thousands of people, hey, define love.
Mm.
How do you define love, right? And people say compassion, it's admiration, it's sympathy. These are all, again, mental concepts.
Mm-hmm.
And this is my humble definition of love.
Mm-hmm.
Love is an ecstatic oneness experience where there is forgetfulness of our lower self.
Mm-hmm.
I'll repeat that. Love is an ecstatic oneness experience where there is forgetfulness of our lower self. Anytime you use the word love, this definition is true.
Mm-hmm.
I love playing the piano.
Yes.
I love drinking coffee. I love her.
Yes.
Every time you use that word,
yes.
there's forgetfulness of your lower self. All your concerns on who you are and all your... And this is my definition of
that. That's a great definition.
Thank you.
And it's focus. It's about focus. You know, if love is... If you're in a blissful state or you're in a happy state, love could be anything.
Yes. And now let's get back to why we talk so much about love.
No.
Because love is who you are.
Mm. Absolutely.
We came from love and we live in love and we are going to merge in love,
mm-hmm.
according to yoga.
Mm-hmm.
We came from ananda, what we call as ananda, mm-hmm. or bliss consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
And bliss consciousness expresses itself as love.
Mm-hmm.
And we are that. And all we are doing is... unraveling.
Mm-hmm.
We've been like, we are like crumpled paper.
Right.
And we're just unraveling. And meditation is that unraveling.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just mental purification.
Yes.
And this is who you are. And once through meditation, you unravel, you automatically connect with the source,
mm-hmm.
because that's where you came from and that's who you are. And
this is
developing a relationship with yourself and knowing yourself.
Is.
And say, hey, after meditation, I'm more compassionate. Look
yes.
at Dalai Lama.
Yes,
he meditates
exactly.
4 to 6 hours.
That's right.
And people say, oh, he's compassionate. Yes, because he has a conscious practice.
Yes.
Which develops this compassion muscle in him.
Yes, yes.
As simple
exactly.
as that. The same way you can do the same thing.
Yes. And what I try to teach folks too, and you know, in relaxing and meditation. And again, you've got to read this book, folks, because it's not about the hardcore. Oh, I have to make time for myself
yes.
and go into this big ritual. And
right.
it's so easy, the breathing, and then you ask the questions. You take time for yourself. You take downtime, whatever is easy for you during the day. Yes, you work. Okay, take a break. Do it after work. Do it before you go to sleep. Do it in the morning. Just take time for yourself to connect, because it's really the journey within. Okay? That's what it's about. And there are the 7 yoga tools to help people have a union with ourselves and another person. This will help you with your relationships. This will help you find more out about you and be a happier person, discover your passions within yourself, and help you love, as I always say, love that which you are. You got to do that first. You've got to go there first. And then, of course, you're going to attract that which you are, folks. You know, it goes much deeper than all the games and all the stuff that I hear in the social media, and I'm not going to text him back, and oh, I didn't hear from him, and that's just nuts. You know, get it together and sort of discover who you are first, people.
Absolutely.
And pick up the book. We're running out of time, Vish. Oh my goodness. My special guest, Vish Iyer, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks.
Great. I've learned so much.
Thank you, Doc Michelle.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you. Thank you guys for listening to me patiently. Thank you.
Oh, it's wonderful to have you. The book, Yoga and Love, and people can get yogaandlove.com that you can find out more about Vish, his training, his life, where he got it from. And there's some goodies in there. There's freebies that you
yes.
can download.
Yes.
Lots of videos. You're all over the internet. You can learn. But do pick up the book, because it is a really step-by-step, easy process for you to learn how to find love in your life. You know, not only that wonderful relationship that you're looking for, and stop going through crazy relationships and complaining and so-called attracting the wrong people all the time. Just read the book. It'll help you with your life in general.
Thank you.
Thank you so much again. All right, guys. Listen, it is that time, and I do have to get going. So come back next week. We're going to have another great show, as always. And it is more about getting in tune with yourself and handling a lot of those regular problems that we face every day. We're going to help you with that. Thank you for being on the couch with me, Dr. Michelle, and my special guest, Vish Iyer, author, Yoga and Love. And as I always say before I leave, do take care of yourself first. And you'll be wonderful for other people. It's not narcissistic. It's the way the world works. Thanks for listening, everybody, and have a blessed day. Bye-bye. Back here so I can get your name.